We told you earlier this morning about the terrible tragedy in Bluffton over the weekend between Steve Baker, the principal, and the AD, Steve Thompson. And it was basically just some horseplay, some goofing around going on as they were coming back from an in-service meeting. And Steve Baker accidentally hit Thompson with his vehicle, and something happened with his legs. They became trapped, and he hit his head. He's still in the hospital right now. But today is the first day of school for Bluffton High School, so we wanted to bring on the superintendent, Wayne Barker, who is with us right now this morning. Thank you for taking some time for us this morning and to translate this message you have for us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Now, we know that you are very close with both Steve Baker and Steve Thompson. You guys have coached together over the years. You guys have been pretty much inseparable for a very long time. Tell us what's going on right now with the Bluffton communities, Wayne.
Well, we are fortunate to be in such a great community. This is a small town, and I think our school is probably the front porch of the town of Bluffton, and a center point of for a lot of folks. And Steve Baker and Steve Thompson are very well known. They've served here for a long time. Steve Baker came here 30 years ago and had Steve Thompson as a freshman in high school, and quite honestly served as a father figure to him for a long time now. And I've been here now 20 years, and the three of us are just extremely close. We do a lot of things together socially. Steve Thompson's wife had my children in daycare, and my daughter's now married, and my son's a junior in high school. So we've known these families for a long time, and it's a really difficult time. This is much more than a superintendent principal AD relationship. The three of us and our families are extremely close.
Yeah, I know our hearts here at King 105 ache for both families and the whole community, because, I mean, like we said, this small town, everybody knows everybody, and it's touching everybody in the community when you hear something tragic like this. And you know what? And it, we said off air before, I mean, I think we've all taken for granted stuff. We've done that thing, we're messing around, probably, you know, grab the edge of something and probably did things among friends that we probably shouldn't have done, and then it ends like this, and it's just a horrible story.
It is. Our prayers are certainly with both of their families. It's devastating to the Baker family. They love Steve Thompson and his family and his kids, so it's just incredibly difficult. We're trying to hang on to, the fact that, Steve is fighting hard, and he's doing well now post-op. Each day is a blessing right now. And so as we move forward, we just would love to have the prayers of a lot of people so that we can see Steve come back from this. We need a lot of grace in this situation. I think the people that know Steve Baker and Steve Thompson, they're people who have served kids and other people in this community for a long time, and certainly it's not a time to judge, and that's not something that they've done. If you look at the successes of things in our school, a lot of that is due to these two individuals and quite honestly, the grace they've given other people to have a chance and opportunities in their own lives. And that's been a big part of the story. And a lot of former students, parents, other supporters in the community have made that aware to both families. And we're just holding on to that as we move forward each day.
We're talking with Wayne Barker, superintendent of Bluffton High School, here this morning on the Dan and Dude Show. And today, we mentioned today is the first day of school for the kids. Is there anything that you guys have going on today to kind of deal with what happened last week?
Well, we certainly will address it with the high school students today. Stacey Morrison, our assistant principal, has stepped up and been leading since last Thursday, since this incident happened with the high school. She will certainly address it today because, again, these are two guys who play such a prevalent role at the high school. We're also, we know both of these guys well, too. They would want school to go on. They would want our students to do their best. And the great thing about this community and our students is they'll rally behind us. They will find ways that they can serve, which is a big thing that we want to do in our district. And I'm very confident in how our students will react today. They've proven that to me over the years, and I don't think today will be any different.
Well, once again, Wayne, thank you very much for taking some time. I know it's a very busy day with the first day of school, and our prayers are with you and the Baker family and the Thompson family and all of the Bluffton community this morning, bud.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on. Yeah.